It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Morena, Emily.
Good morning, how are we?
Morena.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Cold.
Cold. Yeah, it's like cold. Definitely turn of the seasons,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's getting into that sort of time, exam crunch time for some people perhaps. So you're going to talk to us a little bit about study drugs.
Yeah, totally. So what we're kind of talking about here for the most part is like ADHD meds. So whether they're from your friend or your dealer or whatever, that's like Ritalin, you've probably heard of Adderall, Vyvanse. And you know, we know it's a pressureful time of year and sometimes people feel like they need something to help them study. And so really what we want to do is kind of bust some of the common myths and then talk to people. If they are going to do it, what can they do to stay safer?
Okay, cool. So what are some of the myths?
I think the main thing really that I talk to a lot of people about is the myth is that they're going to make you study better. Now, obviously, in the kind of short term, they can help people stay up, which makes them feel more energetic, which can temporarily increase their ability to kind of, you know, perform where you that we maybe wouldn't be able to stay up that late. But what research has shown is that actually if you don't have ADHD, that over time, it doesn't actually increase your performance. And in fact, it can decrease the quality of your work or kind of give people a false sense of confidence in what they've done because they have that extra energy. So it's really important that people know that just because you feel energetic when you take them doesn't necessarily mean the quality of your output is going to be better. Which is, yeah, that's a common misconception. Another thing too is that a lot of people think that buying medicines rather than like illicit drugs like MDMA is like somehow safer, but there's loads of counterfeit products out there. Like just because it looks like a dexamphetamine doesn't mean that it actually is. They can contain all sorts of stuff
if you're buying from a dealer.
If you're buying from a dealer or you know from somebody you maybe don't know so well who's like, here man, I have these, doesn't necessarily mean it is legit. So it's still important to get them checked even if you like look at it and think, oh yeah, that looks fine. Counterfeit medicines are like really impressive sometimes.
Wow.
So what's the process for getting you just like crush up a pill and then get that tested sort of
thing?
Yeah.
Or we can cut it in half and chip out some from the inside and test it for you. But yeah, that, you know, we're looking to make sure it doesn't contain something like methamphetamine that maybe you weren't expecting to take.
Oh my God.
That's going to keep you up a lot later.
That's definitely not Ritalin.
That's going to keep you up a lot later, which kind of is a good segue to my next point, which is that, you know, taking a big dose is going to help you study way longer. And really, you know, for most people, taking a larger dose is actually just going to increase your likelihood of experiencing unpleasant effects like jitteriness, tremors, being super anxious, being like a bit strung out. And none of that is actually going to be helpful to study. So if you are choosing to do this, it's better just to take like a regular dose than to go hundies, because obviously that's, you know, not going to make things easier. And you also increase your risk of overdosing. And, you know, that's dangerous. And also that's certainly not going to help you get your exams done if you have to go to the hospital. So yeah, more is not more in this case.
More is not more. Yeah.
Another thing too is that like a lot of people think it won't really affect their sleep. They'll be like, oh, I'll like take it and then I'll work all night and then I'll just crash. But actually for most people, it can affect their sleep for quite a long time. And so, you know, you might stay up all night, but then you might find that you have a really hard time getting to sleep afterwards. And in terms of like, again, productivity over the course of like a week or several weeks during exam season, that's actually not ideal. So just assuming that you're going to be able to fall asleep just fine is not necessarily the case, which again is why taking more is just going to keep you up way longer. But yeah, you know, we obviously recommend that people don't overdo it and don't, if you are going to take them, don't take them at 10 p.m., you know?
I don't think I've ever had a all-nighter that has been in any way helpful to me.
No, totally. Well, so that's the thing. Yeah, it's like, I'm going to stay up all night and get it all done.
Yeah, but then it's like the long-term effects of messing with your kind of circadian rhythm that hard is it's actually a lot more, it's longer than you think.
Yeah, it's like short-term gain, very not long-term gain. The other thing, too, is like, I don't know if you guys, like when you guys were in early uni days, but like everyone was like, I'm gonna snort this, like, and then I'm gonna, like, it's gonna be so good. But
oh my God,
but the thing is that these drugs aren't designed to be snorted, so they actually, whilst they might come on faster and you might feel the effects stronger, in terms of actually wanting that increased productivity, like all snorting does is just increase your risk of experiencing those like negative side effects and feeling super strung out.
Yeah.
Not to mention that they have binders and stuff in them, which can like cause problems for your nose, you know, and I'm not sure if many people know this, but like with ADHD meds, there's extended release and then instant release.
Yes.
So the extended release ones are like made to release slowly in your stomach once you rely on your stomach enzymes to digest them. But I know like when I was younger, a lot of my friends would crush up the extended release ones and then would be so unwell because they obviously are taking quite a massive dose that's meant to be released into your body over, you know, the course of like a whole day.
Yes.
And so if you are going to snort it, which ideally is, not in, you know, ideally people just swallow them, then really make sure that you know what you have, because snorting an extended relief can be really, really dangerous if you do.
It seems like more of a risk than a reward, though, because, you know, it comes with all the normal dangers of snorting a drug.
100%. And also just, again, if you are using them to study, like, getting heaps of bang for your buck in terms of like feeling really strung out for 2 hours is not necessarily what you're after.
Right.
So that's like my main thing is honestly just don't overdo it. If you are going to take them, like just, you know, and also if you find that you are needing them to study and this is something that's like, you know, you're like, oh man, I feel like I can't focus, then it might be worth pursuing an ADHD diagnosis.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say, because I mean, it's sort of a tricky one to balance in terms of like, reducing the sort of stigma that we have around people taking these medications
for,
you know, things like ADHD and encouraging people to get tested if that's something that they're, you know, struggling with, but then also ensuring that we aren't destigmatizing the drug so much that they become a really common recreational one.
Yeah, and that people don't kind of mistake that because they're, as somebody with ADHD, like what what the medications do for me is going to be very different for what they do for somebody. And they might go, oh, Emily takes them and she's like focused as, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the case for someone else. So I think it's really important that like people, if they are finding that they need them to study and that they're really struggling, instead of continuing to access them through more dangerous markets, like a dealer, you know, consider getting an assessment done. Once you get an assessment done, you know, the prescriptions are then funded by the government. So the long-term cost, you know, is still kind of worth the investment. But yeah, I mean, a couple of things too, just to like kind of nail it home, is just that a lot of people, I think that ADHD meds don't interact with anything else, but they're actually kind of a risky drug. They can lower your seizure threshold. They can cause serotonin syndrome. They can do all sorts of weird things with like blood pressure and heart. And so if you're taking like a bunch of medications, the interactions can be quite dangerous. So there's like a great, like drugs.com has an interaction checker. You can put in your medicines and then put in like, I'm planning on taking Ritalin, and then have a look and make sure that you're not, again, accidentally causing yourself serious harm. Just because it's a medicine doesn't mean that it's like all good. You know, they still come with their own set of risks.
Be informed and what is it? More is not more.
Yes, more. More is never more, but more is not more when you have exams to worry about.
Yes.
And, you know, again, you got to prioritize rest. Staying up all night one night and taking a whole bunch of pills to do that is not necessarily going to be the best thing for you. You have to last several weeks during exam season.
Oh yeah, I've been there. Thank God I'm not anymore. I just graduated. So.
I know. When I was thinking about this, I was like, oh, these poor people. But prioritize your rest. You don't. Yeah. You don't need to try stay up all night. And actually, sometimes it is just better to get that good night's sleep and wake up and focus in the morning.
100%. I always like. I've done so much better on all of my exams when I studied less and slept more, ate healthily and did exercise than when I crammed all of the stuff at, like at the last minute.
Totally.
And if you're adding in substances on top, that's like...
Yeah, definitely. But if you are going to do it, just be sensible and safe about it. I think that's the main thing. We've got heaps of information on the level. We have a whole prescription stimulants page on the level that talks about, has good links to like dosage converters if you've taken one pill and then now you're taking a different type and all that stuff. So check it out if you are considering taking them. I think it's a really good resource to make sure you're prepped and you don't overdo it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Em. Thank you, The Level. And shout out the New Zealand Drug Foundation.
Yeah.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.